Welcome to the Uncharted Entrepreneurs Podcast. If you're ready to tap into your God-given strengths, discover simple success strategies, and set that dream that's buried in your soul free, this podcast is for you. Hi, I'm your host, Sherry Miter. I went from building a chimney cleaning business with my husband to ranking in the top 1% as a leader in network marketing to my true calling as a visionary strategist and coach. I'm passionate about helping others navigate the sea of business and life. If you're ready to leave the daily grind behind and discover the joy of entrepreneurship, let's untie those dock lines and set sail. We are going into uncharted territory. Welcome back to the podcast, friends. This is your host, Sherry Miter, and we are continuing our discussion on leaning into your strengths. And this is part two. So part one was episode 114. If you haven't listened to that one yet, you might want to go back, listen to that first, and then come back and listen to this episode, because it's a succession of that one. And it'll make way more sense if you heard the first part. But basically, we are continuing that discussion. And it's all stemming from a book by Brent O'Bannon, who is another strengths coach, on his book, Selling Strengths. And what I want to do is continue that discussion on how my mind's working as I think about my own personal top five strengths and which one I should lean into for selling my coaching and consultant business and who I want to work with. Then I want to give you some tips to sort through your top five so you can decide which one to lean into and just, well, basically own. Because it's not even just for selling, but just when we can really own all of our strengths, but definitely lean into that one that is going to serve us really well in the season we're in. Because I do personally believe that each season we're in, whether it be for business or life, there's going to be one strength that's going to stand out that if we lean into that, it's going to really help us just excel in that season of life. So let's get into it. So in episode 114, I shared my thoughts on the futuristic and strategic themes. And those are talents and strengths that I tend to lean on a lot. And they seem like the natural fit when I first started thinking about this. But I will say, the more I started really rereading my Clifton Strengths report, from the Whole 34. So if what I'm talking about doesn't make any sense to you, it's all coming from the Clifton Strengths 34 assessment. So once you've done that assessment for your whole 34, you have access to a beautiful report from Gallup that's truly customized for you. And that's one of the reasons I am so passionate about the Clifton Strengths assessment through Gallup, because it is one of the very few reports or few self-discovery assessments that are really personalized. And it is truly, I call it your thumbprint DNA. You've heard me say that before. And when you look at your report, just so you know, like what I'm talking about as I'm sharing these thoughts, and I'm sharing mine just because I hope that by hearing me share some of these things, one, you'll understand why I'm making the career decisions I'm making, but two, it'll help you kind of start thinking through your own report. But when you look at your report, the one thing to keep in mind is as you look at the full 34 report, if you only did your top five, you're not going to get this. So that's why one of the reasons I'm so passionate about unlocking the full 34. When you look at that report, the highlighted areas are personalized to you. If it's not highlighted, it's kind of the generic version of it, which is still very helpful, very useful. But the highlighted areas, the assessment, it takes into account all your where the other 34 themes lie, and it customizes your top 10, and especially your top five. You get a really in-depth description of your top five. Okay. So again, I talked about futuristic and strategic in the last episode, and today I'm going to dive into my command, self-assurance, and maximizer. So command is, I think it's number three or number four on my top five. And that's the other thing too. Don't worry about like which ones in one, two, three, four, five. Like they can just kind of float around. But my command, the more I really looked at my report recently, the more I'm thinking, this may be the one. This may be the one that I want to lean into. Because get this, according to my report, and I'm just going to quote what the report said, says, I'm that person people look to for original thoughts during discussions and meetings. I have a reputation for innovative thinking. My command at its best influences others to see things differently, be creative themselves, and be more productive. Who wouldn't want all that, right? And I'm thinking if I could lean into my command to help others regain their confidence in themselves, and that's something I'm hearing from a lot of people recently, is that especially even high achieving leaders like that are ready to go to that next level, they're not sure if they have the confidence to go to that next level. Or, you know, anytime we're in business, we have those dips. And some of them are in that dip. They know they've been at the top before, they've been higher before, and they know they can get there. But right now, their confidence is just waning a little bit. So as I was reading that command, I'm like, oh, this is the one that could really help those leaders regain their confidence in themselves. So in the report goes on to say, driven by your talents, you may be that person to whom group members turn for original thoughts. Perhaps ideas pop into your consciousness as soon as someone describes a problem or an opportunity. And that is so me. all during COVID, I have to share that, like when I would see a restaurant that was closing their doors or a business that closed their doors, like it just broke my heart because I immediately, my brain just goes to work on problems. And it just like, it comes up with solutions, and not all are great, but a lot are. And it's just like, oh, why did they close? Or don't they know they could do this? Or if I walk in a business and I see that they're doing things really well, that just lights me up. Or if somebody mentions something, I immediately, my brain just goes to work on problems. Or sometimes I just start thinking about it unconsciously. And then, you know, like 3 o'clock in the morning, I wake up, it's like, oh, I got it. So that really just resonated a lot with me. And just, it was a great reminder. It was very affirming to me to read that. And again, that's why I really highly suggest that you go back through your report and reread it like monthly, just to remind yourself of your superpowers. Okay, so that was command. Then we have self-assurance. And self-assurance is more about having that inner compass that gives you that certainty in your own decisions. And I'm not going to lie, I feel like my self-assurance is one that I need to lean into just for myself more than anything. It's my one top five strength that, I don't know, it seems to get out of control a lot. And it doesn't always hang out in that balcony. You know, we talk about the balcony in the basement. It doesn't always hang out in the balcony. And I don't know if I really just don't understand the self-assurance, or I haven't tuned into it enough. But here's what the report said. It said, whenever you study facts, ponder concepts, test theories, or sharpen skills, you feel most alive. It's very likely that you are attracted to projects, academic courses, or careers that challenge your intellect, skills, talents, and stamina. You trust yourself, and this is why you move toward, rather than away from, important, difficult, and meaningful endeavors. You describe the good life as taking the dare, walking to the edge, running toward the unknown, hence the uncharted entrepreneurs. And that definitely resonates with me, but I feel like this one is just like, it's mine. It's like who I am, and it's how I can just show up as my best. So I don't know if that's the one I want to lean into to serve others. I don't know if that makes sense or not. Let me know. Send me a message. Does that make sense? Are there some talents that you just feel like, you know what? That's very personal. I want to get better at this, but it's all for me. I do recognize that I love to take, I always say I am a course junkie. So I thought that was interesting when I read that again, because I always say that it was my learner that makes me want to take all these courses and learn things. But obviously it's my self-assurance tied with my learner that makes it attractive for me to continue to invest in courses and higher education. And I love having deep discussions. I'm also a book junkie. Like I have shelves and shelves and shelves of books. So it's, I guess, my self-assurance that not just my learner that makes me do that. So then we have Maximizer. And I love my Maximizer. And, you know, it's the number one reason that I went into coaching. There was a lot of different things happening in my life, but it was the one thing that, right, I want to work with people that are ready to go from already strong to something superb. Like that's what Maximizer is. They seek to transform something strong into something superb. Now, my individual report includes these insights, and it says, you expect excellence from yourself and others. Being average at best and mediocre at worst is unacceptable to you. Yeah, I apologize to my kids for this one. that was probably challenging having a mother that was looking at above mediocre. And you focus on quality and you prefer working with and for the best. By seeing what each person naturally does best and empowering them to do it, you make individuals, teams, and groups better. So this is definitely one of the reasons I'm excited to work with organizations and build strengths-based teams. I really am so passionate about finding those teams that are already doing quite well, but they're just ready to go to that next level and work with them to make them, you know, not be mediocre, not be average, but to go way above that because they know they are capable of that. So I love leaning into my Maximizer when working with others. So those were some of mine. And I'll share my thoughts at the end of this podcast of which one I think I'm going to lean into. Or if I'm even sure about it. I don't know. So hold on to the end of the podcast to hear my final thoughts on my personal ones. But what are the steps you can take? What can you do to figure out which one of your top five you should lean into? Well, first of all, take a look at your CliftonStrengths 34 results report. And again, if you only did your top five, I would highly suggest you go back into Gallup and you can just unlock the rest of your report. You don't have to take the assessment all over again. And if you want a little discount on that, shoot me an email and I can get you a little bit of a discount on that to unlock that. If you haven't taken the CliftonStrengths report or CliftonStrengths assessment yet, I highly recommend just go for the 34. And again, I do have some discount codes that I can share with my listeners. So when you look at that CliftonStrengths 34 report, again, I already mentioned this, but keep in mind, anything highlighted is specific to you. That's how your theme and talent shows up in regards to your other themes. So really, really pay special attention to those highlighted areas. And as I already shared, it's truly your talent DNA. So go through and just highlight those things that really jump out at you. And that's kind of step one. Step two is think about times that you've helped someone else at work or in your personal life that gave you immense satisfaction. Which of those strengths do you think you used to have that, to help in that situation? Which did you lean on for that particular situation or those situations? If there's more than one you can recall. Number three, which one, meaning your strengths or your talents, do you find yourself naturally using even without thinking about it? For instance, my command When I see a problem, my mind automatically starts working on solutions. And as I already shared, when COVID first hit, my brain was on overload. I just couldn't help but think of solutions for small businesses, whether they were asking for them or not. And I did reach out to some people. It's like, hey, just so you know, have you tried this? So which one do you find you just naturally use? And it's probably one of those things that you never, until you took the assessment, you probably didn't realize that was a strength of yours. It's just how you naturally just think. The next step is think about this, if you could only do one thing all day long, every day, or at least 5 days a week, what would it be? And which of your top five would you need to use in order to excel at that one thing? So, and I'm not talking about sitting on the beach drinking pina coladas all day, but if you could only do one thing as far as a business or career or your job, what would that, and it doesn't have to be the job you're in today, but if you think about like, if you could design your dream job, your dream career, what would you be doing every day? And which of your top five would you need to use in order to excel at that one thing? The next thing to look at is, what was that? Is that step? So that's 1, 2, 3, 4. That was step 4. So step 5. What would your top 5 closest friends or coworkers say you do well? So what would your top 5 closest friends or coworkers say you do well? Like, when do they seek you out for advice? You know, for me, again, it's my strategic brain. I can't tell you. I've had so many friends of mine call me up and, you know, that were also in direct sales and, you know, also leaders there. And they're like, I just need to borrow your strategic brain for a few minutes. Can you help me figure this out? So what would your top five, and they might not have a name to it. They may not know that it's your input or your relator or your woo. They just know that they seek you out for that. And you can kind of figure out like, which of those top five is it? So again, what you want to do is look at your top five report, your CliftonStrengths report, highlight what jumps out at you. Step 2, think about times you've helped someone else at work or in your personal life that give you immense satisfaction. Which of your strengths did you call upon to do that thing? Step 3, which one do you just find yourself naturally using even without thinking about it? Step 4, if you could only do one thing all day long for a career or a job or in your business, what would it be and which of your top 5 strengths or talents would you need to use in order to excel at that one thing? And step 5 was, what would your top 5 closest friends or coworkers say you do well? You know, when do they seek you out for advice? And again, kind of think about like, which strength is it that you use to help them in that situation? Okay, so as promised, before I continue on, just if you need support in any of those, reach out to me, shoot me an email at sherrymiterco@gmail.com or find me on Facebook. That's where I hang out the most, actually probably way too much. and just ask me, what was that step? Or can you explain this more? I'd be happy to do that. You know, I've been calling myself a visionary strategist because I've been leaning into my futuristic and my strategic. And I love working with people and companies that are ready to up-level. So that would be my maximizer. My command and self-assurance gives me the confidence in myself that can parlay into the confidence I give others as a consultant or coach. And eventually it helps them build their confidence as we draw their strengths to lean into. So I got to be honest, like 100% honest here. I just don't know which one thing would would it be that I'm going to lean into? And I need to keep combing through my report a little bit more. I'm not ready to settle in on just one yet. And I'm going to add one more step. So this would be step six if it resonates with you. And that's pray about it. My faith is so deep and so strong. And, you know, I promised a long time ago to take God as my business partner. And that may or may not resonate with you. So I don't want to preach to you. I'm just sharing my personal journey. And that's going to be my step six, is I'm going to spend some time just praying about it and asking for that guidance and letting it kind of reveal itself to me. So if that resonates with you, add that as your step six to figure out which of your top five will you lean into. Or maybe it's going to be a combo. I mean, maybe we can't figure out just one to lean into. Maybe it is a combination of two of them or three of them. Maybe it's a combo of all five. I don't know. But let me know. I would love to hear from you. Which, you know, did you figure out a top five based on this that you're going to lean into and just own right now in the season you're in? And as I shared earlier, it may just be for the season you're in. Maybe the, you know, as you build your business or you go to the next level or you something changes in your life, you have to lean into another one. Or is it a combo? So let me know that. And hey, if you have an opinion on my top five, which of them would provide the most service to entrepreneurs and especially high achieving leaders wanting more, hey, let me know. I would love some feedback on that as well. And again, just email me sherrymiterco@gmail.com. I haven't got the fancy email. The one I had just wasn't working. I got to figure that out. So I just stick in with my Gmail and, or I'm just Sherry Miter, SHERIMITER on Facebook. Hit me in the DMs. I do pop over to Instagram occasionally, but not there quite as much. But anyway, love to hear from you and let me know what did resonate with you from this two episode series. Also, stay tuned. I have some fun interviews coming up over the next month or so of people who have used their strengths to really excel in their businesses. I'm excited to share these interviews with you. Some really cool people coming up. What else do we have? I don't know. Let me know what else you want to hear over the summertime. Like, what would give you value from the podcast? That would help you as an entrepreneur or as a leader of a team. And I will add that to the agenda. Oh, I'm also going to be doing a series soon too on how does strengths compare to other assessments? How does it compare to the Enneagram? How does it compare to Myers-Briggs? So we'll be doing a series on that. All right, my friends, until then, go out and make it a wonderful day. And remember, life is short, so we've got to enjoy the journey. Thank you for letting me be a part of that journey.